Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this feast of St. Matthew, and we read in today's first reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. So Christ gives different graces to different people and in a different measure, a different degree. So graces of a different kind and also graces of a different quantity or measure. And the saint we celebrate today, St. Matthew, seems to have received a great grace. I mean, he was called to be an apostle, also an evangelist, and we notice how quickly he responds to the call of grace. Our Lord says, follow me, and he got up and followed him. There's a put very well in the commentary on St. Matthew. It says, St. Matthew, who was perfectly conversant with business affairs, for he was in charge of collecting taxes, was converted to Christ not by seeing his miracles, not by hearing his preaching, but by a single word, follow me. Obeying this with the utmost promptitude, he was straightway changed into another man, even into an apostle, so that he left his booth, his work, his family, etc., and followed Christ and put on his way of life. I may add that after this he never left Christ, but was a beholder and a witness of his signs and wonders, an imitator of his life, a companion of his journeys, and a partaker of his labors, cares, and griefs, and thus was conversant with him during the whole period of his earthly ministry, being numbered among the chief disciples while progressing in virtue with time. So what a great example we have in St. Matthew of someone who cooperates with the graces that are given him. Seemed to cooperate perfectly and make his way of salvation and sanctification. He seemed to receive another particular grace when he was inspired to write his gospel. He appeared to St. Bridget of Sweden, and he said this, when I was writing the gospel, I was so inflamed with a continual divine ardor that even if I had wished to keep silence, I could not have willed it because of that intense heat. So this is a great grace that he received, a grace that would certainly produce the effect desired by God. And, of course, we know that grace does not force our free will, but what St. Matthew is saying here is that the grace was so great that, practically speaking, he was not going to not correspond with that grace to write the gospel and to be the instrument of the Holy Spirit in writing that. So we want to pray for graces, the graces we need in our own lives, and we want to strive to dispose ourselves to cooperate with all of those graces. Now, one of the ways it seems that St. Matthew disposed himself to cooperate with grace, at least after his conversion, St. Clement of Alexandria says that St. Matthew was not accustomed to eat meat, but to live on seeds, berries, and herbs. So notice the penance. Notice the mortification. Notice the detachment from worldly things. This disposes a person to heavenly things and to be docile when graces come their way, and to cooperate and be that faithful instrument for God and for the salvation of souls. Saint Matthew, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.